The Volumes of Truth. Volume 5. The Measuring Line. August 23, 2010. From Yahushua, HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Beloved ones, you have sought me. In this you have done well. Yet the fullness of my love, you have yet to understand. For you have only tasted, having taken but a single sip from the cup of my glory. Indeed in your mind's eye you have seen, but only dimly, a passing glimpse of the majesty from on high. Therefore, I ask you to take a leap of understanding, a leap of faith, of steadfast trust, a wondrous leap, wherein one lands solidly in my love, wherein peace flows beyond understanding, and knowledge of the Holy One is made complete. Therefore, hear my words, and have understanding. Those who sit at my table, also having one who speaks for me in their midst, shall be tried by a greater line than their fellows. A measuring line over which many shall stumble, and from which many shall flee. A plumb line which the churches hate, and the world seeks to destroy. The line by which all is measured. By which right is separated from wrong. The line which I established from the beginning. Unchanged, even from the foundation of the world. Beloved ones, I tell you the truth. The people of this world do not know me. Therefore I have come close, to unstop the ears of all who long to hear my voice, and obey it. I have drawn near, to open the eyes of all who desire to look upon my face, and partake of my glory. And behold, I have poured out my spirit to restore the hearts of the penitent, to breathe new life into all those who embrace my words, and seek to remain in my love. For I am come, and have come already. And behold, I shall also return, and reveal my glory. I have not departed from my people, for my spirit dwells in my own. Yet all must be broken. Some broken before the time, and many more after. Says the Lord.